In this topic, we begin exploring spiritual rebirth. Jesus said something very direct to Nicodemus in John 3. Most certainly, I tell you, unless one is born anew, he can't see God's kingdom. Nicodemus was not an outsider to religion. He was a respected teacher. He knew scripture. He understood moral seriousness. He was the kind of person many people would have considered spiritually successful. But Jesus did not tell Nicodemus that he needed a little more religious effort. He did not say, try harder. He did not say, improve your public reputation. He said, you must be born anew. Spiritual growth begins with creation. We were made as embodied souls, fully spiritual and fully physical, created in the image of God. Spiritual growth also faces the fall. Sin disordered the whole person. We became alienated from God's design, not merely in our thoughts, but in our loves, habits, bodies, relationships, desires, and worship. That is why spiritual rebirth is necessary. Rebirth means that God does something deeper than behavior improvement. The Holy Spirit brings new life. The person who was spiritually dead is made alive in Christ. The person who was hiding from God begins to come into the light. The person who was trapped in shame, pride, fear, or rebellion is invited into a new identity. Ezekiel 36 gives a powerful promise. God says that he will give his people a new heart and put a new spirit within them. He will remove the heart of stone and give a heart of flesh. That is not cosmetic change. That is heart-level renewal. Spiritual rebirth does not deny the body. It does not treat the body as a prison. It renews the whole person before God. The same person who works, eats, sleeps, speaks, loves, struggles, serves, repents, and worships is now being made alive in Christ. This is why Christian spiritual growth is not simply becoming more religious. It is becoming new. A born-again person begins again with God. Not because they are impressive, but because Christ is merciful. Not because they have earned a new start, but because grace has come near. As you study this topic, ask yourself, have I treated spiritual growth as self-improvement, or have I received it as new life from God? Jesus still says, you must be born anew. And the good news is this. What Jesus commands, God graciously makes possible through the Holy Spirit.